There you are, still with us, within this parameter of the idea of this Course in Miracles and the instant availability of the converting agency of the species Homo sapiens. Very simply, the idea that he has within his own constructs of himself as an entity of consciousness is limited to the factor that appears to be imposed on him within the static condition of an idea of location, rather than the simple admission that the transcendent nature of his own mind, the revolutionary process of escaping from time, was expressed to him in the idea of the exercise of the power of his own mind, your mind, you, and you accepted it. And this world is over and gone a long time ago. This is our Course in Miracles, and if you missed the last hour, we're dealing with the idea of how the world is going to end. And we're at a particular time in space and time where you have made the fundamental admission of the acceptance of the responsibility for what you're seeing around you. Now, the idea that this world can be ended through forgiveness and love and acceptance and the peace of God will be much simpler for you if you will admit, even in a fundamental conceptual self, that you're responsible for what you see, that you're choosing the results you want within your own mind, and that you're getting those results. That's why so often when we do this Course in Miracles, we like an acknowledgement from you that your conceptual self-identity is setting terms for what you're seeing out in this world, and that in a literal sense, when you change your mind about yourself, as you're doing right now, the world out there begins to change. And that at any instant, since the idea of objective reality, the idea that you can separate the cause from the effect, are very simply why you're here. You suffer from, in the Course, what we call amnesia. It's the same idea that you're asleep. And at the time of your sleep, you can't remember before you came into here and after you left. The offering of the procedure of conversion going on in the light form from my mind to yours through the acceptance of our love is the certainty that you are now awakening from this dream of death. And the expression within how will the world end in the teacher's manual, just a moment ago, if you saw the last hour, said to you, this world will end the moment that you recognize yourself. And there was a moment. Practice. I am whole and perfect as I was created. There is no force in the universe that can threaten me. There is no conflict within the entirety of eternal life that can affect me in any regard. As I awaken from this dream, from this idea that there is a course that shows me the reality of myself, I begin to feel the excitement, very simply, of self-recognition. What a lovely expression Jesus has in the New Testament when he says to you, are you listening? All power is given unto you in heaven and earth, regardless of what the occupants of space-time, the peopling that you have performed within your own illusion, within your own dream, to justify the idea that you are separate from eternal life. It's simply not true. So that the healing factor, the miracle of this body form, let's use the illusion of my body form for just a moment. Would you like to do that? Because somehow we have a procedure within space-time where I'm identified as a 76-year-old body. And it's not true, any more than it's true that as you identify yourself within an aging process within the faculty of space-time, that it has anything to do with who you really are. What did we discover in this last hour? That standing with us at our instruction, contained within our idea of separation, are continuing moments of the union of our minds in the recognition that there is no world. And the admission that we are glad and happy that we no longer need to associate the idea of suffering and loss and pain and death with each other, but simply continue to recognize the love that we share at this moment as a healing faculty that converts the agency of specialization that previously demonstrated our idea of body containment. Remember in the other hour what we read together about the idea that at no single moment does your body actually exist at all? So how will the world end? As you awaken from your dream, this world will simply disappear because it is nothing but a fabric within your own containment of mind. Let's read just a little more from this teacher's manual from my Savior, Jesus Christ, about how this world will and did end. Listen. Not one thought of sin will remain the instant any one of them accept atonement for himself. It is not easier to forgive one sin than to forgive all of them. What a lovely idea. The illusions of orders of difficulty is an obstacle the teacher of God must learn to pass by and leave behind. Here we go. One sin perfectly forgiven by one teacher of God can make salvation complete and will do so if you choose to allow it to occur right here and right now. I'm back just for a moment to press on you the idea that any single whole thought that we can have about each other will show us the wholeness of what we are, in the idea that any maintenance that we have in the idea of being in space-time can exclude the single source of our reality. Very simply, the power of the universe cannot not be represented by us, either in our ideas of pain and death, or in our ideas of the expression of the unity of our formulation. What does Jesus say in his healing procedure? Go and be no longer separate. I have adjusted within space-time the reference of incompleteness that demonstrated the idea that you were a body and had to specialize in the retention of associations within space-time that would deteriorate into the nothingness that previously represented your idea of light form within the idea of sequential time. What I'm demonstrating to you right now is the power of an idea. Say to me, the universe is an idea. It's an idea. Your mind is filled with ideas of sequential associations of time, very simply because you are ideas about yourself and the formulation of yourself within time. Remember the great practice within the teacher's manual where we remind you that ideas leave not their source? Will you say that to me? Ideas leave not their source. Every idea you've ever had about yourself, and including me, are formulations of your need to identify yourself in space-time. The idea that ideas leave not their source is as pertinent in the idea of the power of our creating source, of God's mind, is as it is in your idea of multiple separation. Very simply, because the idea of the power of God to extend eternally in creation cannot exclude you, so that you remain with His source, just as you remain momentarily within your own consciousness in the idea that you are separate. But notice, as we just directed you within this teacher's manual, that you're using the power to affirm and to deny. The question that cannot not arise and is arising in our association with each other now is that in the teaching devices, all you need do is affirm the power of your own mind. All power is given unto you in heaven and earth. What a lovely teaching, not. And it will be opened unto you. Seek, and you will find. Now, the decision to allow that to be true, not through judgment, but through acceptance, is how the healing faculty of miracle performance of conversion, spontaneous remission, where there were tumors, they disappear. Where there were faculties of containments of pain and loneliness and death that constitute the idea of extermination, they're simply gone from our minds by the acceptance of the power of love that's evident with us now. So this world of pain and death will be over at this moment, in this time frame. There it was. Now, that moment of relief from the idea of judgment, the recognition of the form of the whole you that I see standing next to you now remains a part of you, doesn't it? So that everywhere you go within this cycle of time, there it is, you're taking a recognition of yourself as whole, because I have offered you my representation as a healer of the certainty of my power of mind to heal. You accepted it, and at that moment, everyone you see within the parameter of the peopling you have performed within the illusion of projection of your own mind will be healed along with you. I'm going to take a 3-minute break, 4-minute break, to show you the idea within one of the workbook lessons of what just happened to you. It was a simple admission that when I am healed, I'm not healed alone. Listen. Let's look at the lesson. Today's idea remains the central thought on which salvation rests. For healing is the opposite of all the world's ideas which dwell on sickness and on separate states. Sickness is a retreat from others and a shutting off of joining. It becomes a door that closes on a separate self and keeps it isolated and alone. Here's a demonstration and description of you as a body. Sickness is isolation. For it seems to keep oneself apart from all the rest, to suffer what others do not feel. It gives the body final power to make the separation real and keep the mind in solitary present, split apart and held in pieces by a solid wall of sickened flesh which it cannot surmount. So that solid wall of sickened flesh that you previously identified yourself in, as in your aging process, is being miraculously converted at this time. You want to share this with me? If I'm within the containment of my idea of coming from eternal life into a continuity of time, and you are willing to accept my procedure of healing within the space-time reference that you can identify with me. First, it's impossible you will not be healed and perfect. This from the saviorship of Jesus Christ. Second, that you will not then begin to represent your own innate capacity to change your mind about the idea or formulation that you're a body within, what did we just say, the deterioration of that body form. There was a miracle of healing that just occurred there. And it was a miracle, and it is a miracle. Now, your attempts to, obviously, to explain it to the world will be explanation of conceptual alternatives contained within the idea of sickness and remedy that actually have nothing to do with the miracle procedure at all. Very fundamentally, you're whole and perfect at this moment because you have no alternative to it. So that the idea of healing is simply the acceptance of your innate power to be whole and perfect as you were created. Is that how our world is going to end? Yeah. Look at me. I'm here from out of time. This is the exact teachings of my Savior Jesus. In the New Testament, he appears here, he looks around, and he inquires, "What are you doing here? Why do you sacrifice to the memories of the Father of your mind when he has no reality? Let me show you that you don't belong here. Let me show you that you come from heaven and that we can return together in the particulars of our demonstration of the power of our minds to change ourselves. Let me show you in a miraculous occurrence of healing that we are whole and perfect. Let me show you to the aspects of forgiveness of your brother, the grief, the intensity of resentment that you hold within your own mind in order to suffer from that disease. The idea of revenge and grievance in the passion of your hatred are what your sickness of body is." Could you hear that? Very simply, the passion of your hatred, your need for revenge in a cause and effect relationship are what sustain you in separation and cause you to begin to deteriorate in the passion of your determination to remain separate from your Creator. We're going to read one more paragraph in this idea that you just experienced with me, that when you're healed, you're not healed alone. Listen. The world obeys the laws that sickness serves, but healing operates apart from them. It is impossible that anyone be healed alone. In sickness must he be apart and separate, but healing is his own decision to be one again and to accept his self with all its parts intact and unassailed. In sickness does his self appear dismembered and without the unity that gives it life. But healing is accomplished as he sees the body has no power to attack the universal oneness of God's Son. Look at me just for a moment, you occupants of space-time, in the particleization of your body form. This is what we just read together. Within your memory factor, you are remembering your existence within that body form so that various parts of your body deteriorate in relative associations of time. So you attempt to hold yourself together by applying remedies contained within the particleization rather than what? The simple admission that your mind is responsible for your body association. I saw that you heard that. Huh? This is how miracle healing occurs, like it occurred just there. Obviously, I have no concern about the particulars of that arthritis. I use arthritis again, I love to, because all 75-year-olds have arthritis. I don't. I have a reformulation going on of my association of singularity of my mind that I'm offering to you at this moment. Are you listening? It's impossible you did not accept it because I see you as whole and perfect. And since seeing whole and perfection is the nature of our assumption of the role of co-creator, it's impossible it's not being performed at this moment. I'm a little excited there at the prospect that you're hearing me. Yes, I am the so-called master teacher, the teacher of teachers, an agency by which you can recognize the conversion that's going on here and now. So when I am healed, it's impossible that I be healed alone. Very simply because you are an association of my mind that I have included in with the idea of myself through aspects of forgiveness. Try to recognize that with each other. Turn just for a moment and look at the neighbor, at your brother, okay, your sister if you wish, who's right next to you there in that idea. If you'll allow it to be so, he is recognizing your saviorship through his admission of your power to heal. But you remember this, it's just as likely that the agency for healing can be performed by him to you, since the idea of healing is the idea of exchange in the experience of the wholeness and love that we share. Everything that I'm performing within my conceptual self in regard to who I am as a teacher of God, I learn somewhere from you. How will this world end? It ends the moment that you recognize me and I recognize you as a formulation in what constitutes space-time in the idea of objective locations not contained within the wholeness of a moment of space-time. How will this world end? Right here and now. So that I wanted you to see when you're healed, when I'm healed, we're not healed alone, and that a very important reason why you're watching this video, while you're watching the old man, is you're allowing me to instruct you about who I know that you are. All of the defenses that you employ to maintain your body location are totally and absolutely meaningless to me, because I have learned the fundamental acknowledgement from the mind training that if I defend myself, I will be attacked, and that between the nature of my defense and attack is the sickness of my body. And the simple admission that attack and defense are actually simultaneous would allow me to defend myself only for a moment, until I combine the idea that attack and defense are singular within my own mind. Just as the idea of sin and forgiveness are simultaneous within our associations with each other. So the extension of my mind to yours, as what you term in the historic arrangement of time, Master Teacher, have only been to show you the power of your mind to recognize yourself and all of those that appear to be about you here and now as having a single occasion and determination within this idea of space-time, and that's to escape its bondage. This world was over a long time ago. The moment of your escape is present with you now through this Course in Miracles. That first 27 minutes is up in this mind training of how will the world end in the teacher's manual. I'll be leaving you, but I'm going to come right back and share the joy that you just began to experience in the revelatory moment that shows you that all around you is the light of this converting agency, and that we're sharing it together here and now. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind with which we're thinking. Say it with me. God bless us, everyone. So here we are. When is the world going to end? Let's practice. It's going to end within this 27-minute factor of time. You accept from me, through the power of my mind, the admission that this is the time and place that you have chosen to leave this continuum of time, and it will occur. Shall I tell you why? It did occur. If I am a factor in your own mind in this Course in Miracles teaching, I am declaring to you as an association within the fabric of your apparent body identity that your time is up. Will you say that to me? Say to me, are you telling me my time is up? Yeah. You're not going to have time to be sick. You're not going to have time to deteriorate. you're not going to have time to lay up stores that will be lost in some sort of reassociation within the formulation of sacrifice that you continue to believe is necessary within the constitution of the short time that remains for you. How valuable to you was the idea, the lesson of what does sacrifice really mean? When I said to you directly through the power of your mind, all right, to perform acts of healing, all right, by simply giving, that the protection of your true reality is demonstrated by an act of giving, that our Creator only gives, and at that moment, right there, in that performance of your mind, was the entirety of the capacity of creative reality. And that I'm a visionary within your mind, offering you a new vision of yourself, not within the containment of the sequential time that previously demonstrated your body form. Some of you may be very surprised. I'm looking at the agency of conversion that's going on in this Course in Miracles International as teachers of God through the advocacy of the power of love and forgiveness are in a very literal sense changing the world. I am showing you that fundamentally within the continuity of time is going on simultaneously another continuum of time that justifies each moment the harmony of our acceptance of our apparent separation rather than the retention of the conflict that we felt in our need to continue the ordeal that we actually are occupying this body. Practice. I'm not a body. I am not trapped in this formulation of the drama of my own mind. Okay, who the world tells me that I am is only where in our own memory associations we have instructed the world to tell us. The projections of my mind that I am accepting back into my mind will only verify my own containment of self-identity, and I will continue to suffer pain and loneliness and die unless I can make application of a provision of a power of decision to change my mind. And at that moment, I will be whole and healed and perfect. Here's the realignment of space-time that is progressively happening in this new continuity, this new continuum of time. While it remains a matrix, the idea of the separation of cause and effect, it has lost its conflictual ideas, okay, contained within the non-creative essence of the accumulation of dark form, the idea of power of light in containment, through your practice to simply release each moment your own space-time location. Now, if this is true in a very fundamental sense, in the action of the giving of your mind in its entirety, you will immediately recognize the power that's available to you from the mind of God, all right, in our certainty that there is no separation from your mind and that of universal consciousness. So the particulars of this Course in Miracles are showing you and have shown you at this instant that we can recognize each other in a new frame of time. Okay? Here's the practice. Each one of us has enclosed ourselves within a factory where we maintain, through causations of past associations, defenses of ourselves in this space-time. Okay? Practice. There is no link of memory to the past. All of the memory factoring that will ever occur, I'm looking right at you now, within your consciousness of your association with me or with anyone in which you would like to make application of forgiveness, will show you instantly that the only space and time that there is what is going on right here and right now. And that's why this world will end at this moment. Not because it will end, but because it did. One more paragraph from the teacher's manual. Listen. The world will end in joy because it is a place of sorrow. When joy has come, the purpose of the world has gone. The world will end in peace because it is a place of war. When peace has come, what is the purpose of the world? The world will end in laughter because it's a place of tears. Where there is laughter, who can longer weep? And only complete forgiveness brings all this to bless the world. In blessing, it departs, for it will not end as it began. To turn hell into heaven is the function of God's teachers, for what they teach are lessons in which heaven is reflected. And now, sit down, will you please, in true humility, and realize that all God would have you do, you can in fact do. Do not be arrogant and say you cannot learn His own curriculum, because His word says otherwise, and His will be done. It cannot be otherwise, and be you thankful that this is so. So, presenting with ample evidence from my mind to yours, in this time and place, your inborn capacity to change your mind about yourself. Your acceptance of the fundamental power of your mind to be whole and perfect as you were created can be demonstrated at this moment. Are you listening? Because it is at this moment that it will be demonstrated. Practice. I'm going to offer you now an important provision contained within the mind training because of the alteration in your space-time frequency that I'm observing. The reports coming in from around the world now about teachers of God of this Course in Miracles beginning to perform miraculous healing are in fact true. Obviously, they can't be explained to the conceptual mind, because the conceptual mind is fundamentally a denial of the miracle. How simple the solution is: if the miracle is going on all the time around you and extending love and forgiveness, and all you need do is release the defenses of your own identity that have bound you. The great lesson that was posted by my Savior Jesus Christ in His Course in Miracles toward the end of the mind training, lesson 191, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. And I'm going to read just about 4 minutes of it to you. Contain the particulars of how determined you have been to identify yourself separate from who you really are. and that as I show you my own revelation, as I show you my own agency of devastation that is no longer a part of me, you could admit that you want to return to this spot in space-time where the moment of separation occurred, and you will be immediately released from the terror that you have carried with you in fear of the rescue party, of the light that was immediately evident to you in this idea of conversion, and that in fact we're back in heaven together. What I'm asking you right now to do is stop denying who you really are and stop letting this world represent your denial. Because everyone who occupies space-time in separation cannot not be denying their true identity. Listen. I'm the Holy Son of God Himself. Here is your declaration of release from bondage of the world. Are you listening? And here as well is all the world released. You do not see what you have done by giving to the world the role of jailer to the Son of God. What could it be but vicious and afraid and fearful of shadows, punitive and wild, lacking all reason, blind, insane with hate? Just for a minute, I'm back with you reading this lesson. Do you have your workbook? You got the workbook, this lesson 191. Because the question that's about to be posed to you, as I saw you defend your own ego, as you defended yourself in the aggregation of time that are identifying your dream of death, okay, that you have a right to make an inquiry, what have you done that this place of pain and loneliness and attack should be your world? Let's look together. What have you done that this should be your world? What have you done that this is what you see? I'll show you what you've done. You've denied your own identity, and this is what remains. You look on chaos and proclaim it as yourself. There is no sight that fails to witness this to you. There is no sound that does not speak frailty within you and without. No breath you draw that does not seem to bring you near death. No hope you hold but will dissolve in tears. What an amazing idea that the human condition represents itself of the necessity of sacrifice and suffering in order to justify an identity that has no reality whatsoever and is indeed totally non-creative. I just saw the inquiry that you made within your own mind. Yes, I know, but how did it happen? The inquiry that you just made there, human being, about how did it happen, cannot not be your intention to hold on to it within your own memory. Okay? Because the idea of how did it happen cannot not contain the solution if you let it. So that while I can acknowledge that you are trapped in an inquiry about how this occurred, the solution that I'm offering you must be finally accepted by you in the certainty that your associations of separation cannot be corresponded to eternal life and the joy and love that we are feeling together. There obviously is no compromise to the idea of a conceptual mind that you must condemn your brother, that you must see evil outside of yourself, that you must share sickness and pain and death as you have identified yourself, and the truth that I know that you are as a containment within your mind. A very simple solution would be for you to simply acknowledge to me that I am a projection of your own mind, offering you a new certainty that heretofore you had been fearful of accepting. Shall I tell you why? It will be a loss of your need to represent yourself to this world. It will show you that all of the accomplishments that you utilize within your factoring of a body form will only lead you to death, and that I'm in your time frame now, denying your annihilation. This is the fundamental teachings of Jesus of Nazareth. Momentarily, there is no death. The Son of God is free. Now, the organization of the self that you identify will suffer pain and loneliness and loss and share victories over death with the ultimate realization that it will lose in the end. My offering to you is that at this time and place, the complete solution to whom you think you are, and I know who you are, is available very simply because it's already occurred. It's impossible that this has not already happened. If all of space-time is actually over and gone, all you've done at this moment in your particleization is come to a place where the entirety of the solution is available to you. You listen carefully to me. It's not being performed by the devices of your conceptual self, because your conceptual human condition will do everything possible and represents everything possible in its determination to remain a factor within space-time. Listen to this. So you're denying your own identity. Yet, what is it except a game that you play in which identity can be denied? You are as God created you. All else but this one thing is folly to believe. In this one thought is everything set free. In this one truth are all illusions gone. In this one fact is sinlessness proclaimed to be forever part of everything, the central core of its existence, and its guarantee of immortality. Will you practice something with me together? Just for a moment. This is from lesson 191. Say to me, I'm the Holy Son of God Himself. Yeah. I'm denying to you who you think you are because you ask me to share with you the newness of the emergence of another continuum of time that's going on simultaneously with this. And it occurred right there in the moment of laying down the defenses and allowing your previous enemy in time through forgiveness to share with you the single admission that this is the time and place through the auspices of this mind training that you escape from this continuum of time. You don't belong here. I'm within your memory factor now. That's why I'm called the teacher of teachers. I am instructing you from provision out of time that this is not where you're from, and you know it. You're not from here. Look at me as we listen to one more paragraph from this mind training of a course that allows you to see a new purpose for being here and momentarily occupying this body. Listen. Be glad today how very easily is hell undone. You need but tell yourself, I am the Holy Son of God Himself. I cannot suffer. I cannot be in pain. I cannot suffer loss, nor fail to do all things that salvation asks. A miracle has lighted up all dark and ancient caverns where the rites of death echoed since time began. For time has lost its hold upon the world. The Son of God has come in glory to redeem the lost, to save the helpless, and to give the world the gifts of his forgiveness. Who could see the world as dark and sinful when God's Son has come again at last to set it free? Look at me. This next paragraph that I'm going to read to you within this space-time will be your complete release from the idea that you actually are a human occupying this space-time. Listen. You who perceive yourself as weak and frail with futile hopes and devastated dreams, born but to die, to weep and suffer pain. Hear this. All power is given unto you in earth and heaven. There is nothing that you cannot do. You play the game of death, of being helpless, pitifully tied to disillusion in a world which shows no mercy to you. Are you listening? Yet when you accord it mercy, will its mercy shine on you? Then let the Son of God awaken from his sleep and, opening his holy eyes, return again to bless the world he made. In error it began, but it will end in the reflection of his holiness. And he will sleep no more and dream of death. Then join with me today. Listen, your glory is the light that saved the world. Do not withhold salvation longer. Look about the world and see the suffering here. Is not your heart willing to bring your weary brother peace? Listen with me. Your weary brother is representing how you feel about yourself. Okay? The salvation of the world depends on you, very simply, because this world is representing how you feel about yourself. This correspondence of this lesson will say, in the literal sense, that they stay in the bondage of their bodies until you convert your body form in recognition of your own perfection, in which they cannot not share. If you'll allow me, as Master Teacher, just for this next minute and a half, to represent to you a new parameter of the conversion of space-time in the momentary reparticulization of the illusion of the formulation of your body, you will see in this holy instant our recognition of escape from this continuum. And the joy that we will then express in the recognition of each other will bring about conversions of other forms that remain in the illusion that they are bodies. Because I'm representing to you, and if you share that with this association just for a moment, there you did it. So the salvation of the world did depend on you, and I'm offering you my certainty that that performance of the miracle of your mind was accomplished, and that this world is over and gone. I want to thank you there individually, those who are hearing this message for the first time, and re-inform you that this is the time and place that you heard it and decided to leave this continuum of time. Each moment from now on, as you go out into this apparently slow time of space death, you will be offering to this continuum a conversion of their minds along with yours in the recognition of the love and wholeness and peace that we share. This indeed is our Course in Miracles, and indeed you are healed as we share this instant of forgiveness and love. What a beautiful demonstration these last 2 hours have been. Once again, my thanks for for you in the assumption of your role of responsibility to awaken from your own dream. For indeed, God, universal mind, is the mind with which we are thinking. And God goes with us wherever we are in the entirety of space-time, so that we can say together, God bless us, everyone, including you, at this time and in this place. Welcome home.